This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. So, of course, a Bondi, the time moving forward, and are there commemorations now for it?
Indeed. So 2 days ago, Sunday, 14th of June, was exactly 6 months since the massacre at Bondi on December 14th last year. And there was a very moving commemoration ceremony, which I was privileged to attend. It was raining, and so that kept the numbers down, which was appropriate in a way, just because of the somber mood. Mm-hmm. So a few hundred people turned up. It was outside. It was held at Archer Park, which is where the massacre occurred in last December. Those present members of the community, of course, survivors of the massacre, those who were there that day, some emergency workers who were there, and then also very moving. Obviously, as people would know, the youngest person to be murdered that day was a young child named Matilda, who was all of 10 years old. Her family was there. And one of the top singers in our community, but indeed in this country, his name is Ilan Kidron. He rewrote the words of Waltzing Matilda to make it all about the young child who was tragically killed. And so that song, he sang that song, Waltzing Matilda, but with the words changed. Mm-hmm. So it was exceptionally moving. Her family was there. And so there were prayers, obviously, Kaddish, moments of silence. And so it was a very moving ceremony. In the meantime, obviously, it being 6 months now, this is obviously the focus, the primary concern of the Jewish community, and we have the Royal Commission underway, where as of last night, 18,000 submissions have been put in, 18,000, which not all from the Jewish community, but obviously overwhelmingly from the Jewish community.
Right.
There'll be a new block of hearings about to begin, focusing on social media, on how social media has been such a toxic avenue for anti-Semitism, and not only anti-Semitism but racism as well. In terms of, given that it's 6 months, what has taken place since then? There have been multiple initiatives have taken place, one called the One Mitzvah campaign, and this is in mainstream society, not just in the Jewish community, encouraging all Australians to do even one solitary act of kindness, whether it's visiting the sick or the elderly or donating to charity or giving a meal to the hungry. There have been creative initiatives such as, and we've spoken about this before, such as artists taking the thousands of flower bunches and leaves and which were left at the Bondi Pavilion Memorial and taking them to the Sydney Jewish Museum to create a permanent piece of art to elevate, you know, and to remind those who the tragedy of what took place. There's been a woman, her name is Nikki Goldstein, not known to members of the South African community, who was a member of the community but very on the outside. And she somehow connected with Rabbi Eli Schlanger.
In fact, I had the privilege of interviewing her. Talking about her book.
Excellent.
What an incredible conversation that was.
An incredible conversation between the two of them. So her book is an initiative which is taking place. So there are a lot of, dare I say, positive initiatives which have flown from that terrible day, and so that is a lot of what is happening, and of course. But again, it is front of mind for the entire community, and everybody keeps a close watch. And the Royal Commission, the hearings are live streamed. The latest block has been in camera because it's been about alleged failures of intelligence, which they did not want to be in public. But the next series, which will begin next week, I believe, will be in public again and will be live streamed again.
So the question that I keep wondering about the Royal Commission is, and I'm not negating the importance of people being given a platform, whether it's being taken seriously, to vent some of the real concerns about anti-Semitism and about how various aspects of Australian society has allowed it to get to the point that it's at. So that's obviously important, and I'm not negating that, the value in that. But is there perceived value as well? Is there trust that there something tangible will come out of it in order to address these concerns and these issues?
So I guess there are two parts to answer that question. The one is that the Royal Commission on December 14, which is will be the one-year anniversary, will hand down its findings, its report. Mm-hmm. And from people I talk to who are close to the high echelons of government, say that they believe that the government will accept and endorse the findings of the Royal Commission. And so obviously, of course, that is important. That sends a message. But the second part of the answer to your question is that enough? And what about civil society, and what about society out there? And that obviously is as important, if not, dare I say, even more important perhaps than the legalistic findings which will come out from the commission. So that is what, in a sense, people are hanging on. Will it make a difference? Please God, it will make a difference. And that is the key question.
Mm. And let's hope that it does. Let's talk about a man being arrested for a Nazi stunt outside the Royal Commission.
I know, go figure. So the commission has been taking place in what's akin to a courtroom in the middle of the city, and a man chose to turn up there wearing a T-shirt with a blue and white Nazi swastika on this T-shirt, in the middle of the swastika, a Magen David, and underneath the words, anti-Semitism, proud to be accused. Go figure. So he turns up outside the commission. The good news, in quotes, is that he has been arrested, because in New South Wales, where Sydney is, it is a criminal offence to wear or display a swastika in public without a reasonable excuse. And the commissioner, who's a former Supreme Court judge, her name is Virginia Bell, has said unequivocally that it is a felony to intimidate witnesses. It's a crime to intimidate witnesses. And so, in a sense, there one can see a positive in this event, because it has shown her right there, right now, even while you are taking witnesses, evidence about anti-Semitism, here is somebody doing
proving exactly the point.
About.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And before I let you go, just give us an update on the Bondi shooter, or the accused Bondi shooter.
So very briefly, up until a couple of days ago, he had been charged with 59 offences, including terrorism, murder, attempted murder. He has now been charged with an additional 19 charges of murder, which means he is currently facing 78 charges. The court hearing has been set for August the 12th, and so he is now facing the alleged gunman. He is now facing 78 charges. The other gunman, as we know, was shot dead by the police.
That is where we leave it. Dr. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. Hope you have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week, Tuesday. We chat to Vic Aladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, every week at this time.